Our gospel reading for today comes from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And this is Jesus' calling of his first disciples. We hear these words. As Jesus walked along the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, because they were fishermen. Come, follow me, he said, and I'll show you how to fish for people. Right away they left their nets and followed him. Continuing on, he saw another set of brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with Zebedee, their father, repairing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Friends, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. From the beginning, there was always something about Jesus which drew people to him. There was something in his manner, something about his look, something in his eyes which must have reached out and captivated people who saw him. One day, not long after returning to Galilee from the Jordan Valley, Jesus walked along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And there he saw two fishermen, Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Now, it's thought by some scholars that those two brothers had been followers of John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer, as we Presbyterians call him. Now, Simon and Andrew had been followers of John the Baptizer. Then perhaps they were at the river when Jesus was baptized. At any rate, it's possible that Jesus knew who they were and that they may have known something of him. We will never know this for certain. But Matthew does tell us that when Jesus saw the two fishermen, he stopped for a moment and said to them, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." And then Matthew tells us immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Without hesitation, they followed Jesus and became his disciples. The three of them walked further along the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee until they came to other fishermen, James and John. Jesus called to them to become disciples also. They made the same response as the first two, and they followed Jesus immediately. The lives of those fishermen were never the same. One thing was true of all those men and women, young people and children, who came under the influence of the life of Jesus. The call of Jesus transformed them, and nothing was ever the same again. Now, this has been true throughout the ages. Everywhere the name of Jesus has been spoken, life is different. It's better. It's higher. It's more noble. And we have found this to be true as well. Our lives are better because of the transforming call of Jesus. Now, if you're following along in that study guide that's in the bulletin, this is the first statement in that study guide, and I'll repeat it for you. Our lives are better because of the transforming call of Jesus. So today, with this in mind, would you remember these things about this encounter that Jesus had with these fishermen? First, Jesus saw the true talent of the fishermen. I'll repeat that. First thing is, Jesus saw the true talent of the fishermen. Jesus knew what they were capable of doing. He saw the true talent that they had. Matthew writes that when Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who's called Peter, and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea because they were fishermen. Now, why would Jesus call fishermen to be his disciples? Well, William Barclay, the renowned Bible scholar, wrote a book some years ago called The Mind of Jesus. And Barclay said that Jesus chose fishermen because they were the kind of men that he needed. And then he unpacked that a bit. He said fishermen had the kind of qualities that Jesus needed in his disciples. Barclay says they possessed the qualities of closeness to God, courage, patience, and wise judgment. So what we have here is a carpenter turned preacher who chose fishermen to become disciples to help him build a church and a kingdom and to fill them up with people drawn together in the great net of God's love. Jesus knew these fishermen can help him do this because he saw their true talent. Jesus looked beyond what was obvious to all, that they were fishers of fish, and he looked deeper than most people looked, and that was to what was only seen on the surface, that these were rough men weathered by the sun and wind. Jesus looked at those inner qualities, the real nature of these men, and he knew what sturdy, steady, courageous, and daring men they could become. Of course, you can quickly see how this throws up some implications in what I'm thinking here. And I think you know where I'm headed with this. And you probably know what I'm about to say. And that is that if Jesus could use their talent, he can also use ours. Because Jesus has also seen us. There's a story about a man who applied for a job with a trucking company. And during the training course, the instructor said, suppose you're going down a mountain road and your truck is out of control. Your brakes have failed, a car is in front of you, and another truck is coming up the mountain in the opposite direction towards you. What would you do? And the man replied, well, the first thing I'd do is I'd wake up my buddy Leroy. And the instructor asked, well, why would you do that? And the man said, well, because Leroy is just a good old country boy, and he's never ever seen a wreck like that before. Who knows what could happen when Jesus has seen us? When Jesus looked at those fishermen, they didn't know how he would use them. But they also looked back at Jesus. And when we look back at Jesus, we see the reflection of what we can become and what he can do with what we have. The second thing I want you to remember about what Jesus saw in those fishermen is Jesus said the word that transforms. Jesus said the word that transforms. Jesus knew how to enable the fishermen to do what they were capable of doing. He knew how to transform them. Matthew writes that Jesus said to them, come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people. No longer would they be fishing for fish. Now they would be fishing for people. They would use their talent for fishing and the qualities which made them fishermen to begin catching people. Jesus transformed them. I'll show you how to fish for people. Jesus spoke transforming words to many people. Later on, near the end of his life, he would finally say to Simon, I tell you that you are Peter, and I'll build my church on this rock. And to another he said, your sins are forgiven. Get up, take up your bed, and walk. And to another he said, go, and from now on, don't sin anymore. In so many places and to so many people, Jesus spoke transforming words. He said, you will. You can. And those are the words that Jesus speaks to us today. Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people. Now, a part of that following means learning Jesus' way. Jesus trained the 12 disciples for 3 years before they were ready. Now, a disciple was a student. He was getting them ready. And the truth is, they still were not ready after 3 years. But they knew they weren't ready. But they also knew that Jesus was ready. Sometimes learning is difficult. There's a story about the little boy that went off for his first day at school. And he was a terror in his neighborhood, and his mother knew it. But she was also concerned about him. And she wondered how he would do at school. So when he came home from school, she said, "Well, did you cry in school today?" And he said, "No, but the teacher sure did." Well, in the church, we are in a school. It's the Jesus training school. It's the you shall be school. It's the be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind school. And in this training school, we are being transformed. One American leader was asked what person had the most influence on his life. And he said it was a teacher he had had in school who said to him, "You can do better than this." And he said those words had stayed with him all of his life. Well, Jesus said those same transforming words to those fishermen, "You can do better than this." And he transformed them. The third thing I want you to remember is that Jesus set the fishermen to their task. Jesus set the fishermen to their task. Jesus knew how to motivate them, to enable them to do what they were capable of doing. Matthew writes that immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. These fishermen who would now be fishing for people were motivated by Jesus to go with him, to be trained by him, and allow him to set them to their task. Even as they were learning, they were beginning to serve. Jesus would send them out to preach the good news, and he would begin to depend upon them. Already they were on their way to being not only disciples, but also apostles, servants, witnesses, and representatives of Christ. Being apostles, servants, witnesses, and representatives of Christ is our calling today. This is the task at hand for us, to be a church and to be individuals who major in discipleship. I'll repeat that. This is the task at hand for us, to be a church and to be individuals who major in discipleship. We are to be disciples, people who serve, who witness, who believe, who hope, give, and represent Christ. G. Ray Gordon was a Methodist preacher from North Carolina and a teacher of preachers at Emory University. And years ago, he wrote these words. He said, "The hope of civilization is that we shall be able to produce enough Christ-like men and women to save it." Producing enough Christ-like men and women to save civilization is the world's hope. It was when Jesus first walked along the Sea of Galilee, and it still is today. Kenneth Wyatt became famous for his paintings of horses. And he's since become better known among church people for his painting of the disciples. When he was working on those portraits, he went into a truck stop to eat, and he sat down at a counter, and he struck up a conversation with a truck driver. And they introduced themselves to each other, and the truck driver said, "Oh, you're the guy who paints horses." And as they talked, the truck driver asked what he was working on. And Kenneth Wyatt told him, well, now he was painting the disciples. And then Wyatt asked the truck driver if he would be willing to pose for one of those portraits. And when the truck driver answered yes, Kenneth Wyatt said to him, "From now on, you are the disciple Thomas." I don't know what happened after that. I don't know who the truck driver was or what this might have meant to him. But can you imagine what it might mean to you to hear the words, "From now on, you are a disciple"? Those words transformed the fisherman, and those words have transformed us as well. May all of us continue in the transformation as we give our lives to Jesus Christ, the one who said, "Come, follow me, and I'll show you how to fish for people." Amen.